Excuse me.
That was one loud burp, Don. Can't you contain yourself?
I just finished my lunch. It's normal and healthy to let out a little belch here and there after a meal. It's just one of the ways the body gets rid of gas. I know you know that we produce gas from foods like beans, but many foods high in carbohydrates, meaning sugars, starches, and fiber, have to be broken down in the large intestine by certain bacteria present there. These bacteria help our bodies digest, but in the process, they produce hydrogen, carbon dioxide, and in some people, methane. This gas is passed through the rectum. In addition to food breakdown, though, we also accumulate gas in the stomach by swallowing air when we eat and drink. Though some of this swallowed air travels into the intestines, most swallowed air is belched out before it gets that far.
Okay. But some people sure seem to let out more gas than others, and I'm not just referring to burping.
Are you accusing moi of flatulence and belching problems? I happen to know that what many people think of as a flatulence problem is actually quite healthy and normal. That is, on top of belching, it's normal for a person to pass gas 14 to 23 times a day. That amounts to 1 to 3 pints a day per person. As far as belching is concerned, people who belch a good deal more frequently than others after meals might be swallowing too much air. They should take care to eat and drink slowly and cut down on gum chewing.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Tony Mesher in the Medical Sciences program. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.